Hi, I'm Melanie.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
And you are listening to
Minhuna,
Finding Refuge in Friendship.
Ismi Sarah.
Ismi Melanie. This is the second episode of our Listen to Your Mother series. I'd heard like a version of this, but not a lot of detail until really recently when Sarah had enough English that she told me more about this story. It takes place at your grandma's house. It's just a couple months after Huda's episode that we just did where we talked about Huda at the protest at her school. By now, your neighborhood had become really violent. So you all had left your neighborhood and were living with your grandmother about 10 minutes away. But this neighborhood felt safe, even though it was close. Why did it feel safe, Sarah?
It's government neighborhood. Like, they, most of them live there. And there's a police station.
How old were you when this story happened?
I was 9 years old.
And how old are you now?
I am 16.
What were you doing?
I was in the backyard, and I was playing a bowling toy. It was dusk. And my mom was watching me.
And then your mom heard something. What did she hear?
She heard like the helicopter in the sky. And she tells me to get in. In that time, my dad told her, leave her. There's nothing happened in our neighborhood.
Your mom's like, come inside. Your dad's like, don't worry about it. And so what did you do?
It was like a really fast conversation. And I did not really have time to think about it. But I was like, let me stay. I have like fun time and like nothing will happen. I know it's safety neighborhood.
And then you heard another noise. What did you hear?
I heard like a whistling noise and boom. And in that time, I could not see anything because it was smoking, red and black. I was really scared. I feel like I'm dying. I heard my mom. She was yelling my name, and I finally, after like minutes, I finally see my mom because like the smoking was gone, and she just ran, and I came inside. I hugged her and I cried. I told her, Mom, sorry, I did not listen to you.
We talked a lot about what this object was. It's some sort of projectile from the helicopter, like a cannon round. The patio was like a brick, and you said that it made a hole. It kind of punched into it.
Yeah, it made a hole in the floor. It came down 5 feet from me, and it shrapnel everywhere, and it doesn't hurt me. Like, I was really lucky. It doesn't hurt me. It come like everywhere except me. Yeah. Nothing, even like small scratch.
Yeah. You said that there was a good thing that happened after this. What was that?
After that, my family, they were all like, you know, worried about me, and they were like doing everything I want. And my aunt, she used to have a commuter, so it has games and that. And I used to take all the turns because they let me to do whatever I want in that day.
Yeah. Okay. So at least you got to kick Hoot off the computer, right?
Yes.
Yesterday when we talked through this for the first time, you were laughing the whole time. Do you know why?
I was left because now I'm older. So I remembered myself, like how I was young and I preferred the game better than my life. And I did not listen to my mom. I was really embarrassed.
From here, we listen to our mothers.
من هنا نستمع إلى أمهاتنا.